You're one of around 8 billion people on Earth. And if you're listening on board the International Space Station, you're one of just a handful not on Earth. Have you ever wondered what our lives, the world around us, and what we've achieved look like when compiled down to figures? Well, let me explain.
Let Me Explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
I'm 3 centimetres shorter than the average 19-year-old Irishman, filling in for Sean Defoe. If you're an Irish woman, you will live to around 84.4, while Irish men will live to 80.8. You'll have 1.3 children and spend an average of €318,000 on a house. If you tied the knot in Ireland in 2023, you were among 21,159 couples who said I do. The World Health Organization says there were 134.4 million births and 55.4 million deaths in 2019. That's nearly 152,000 deaths every day. The CIA's World Factbook lists residents of Monaco as having the longest lifespans at 89.8 years on average. Afghanistan has the lowest, according to the same list, at 54.4 years. Frenchwoman Jeanne Calment is the oldest person ever documented. She grew up in Ireland, France, and died in 1997, aged 122 years and 164 days. She claimed to have met the artist Vincent van Gogh as a child and said he was ugly, ungracious, impolite, and sick. Researchers questioned her claim and alleged the woman who died in 1997 was actually Jeanne's daughter Yvonne, who had assumed her mother's identity to avoid paying inheritance tax. Other researchers debunked that theory, as reported by France 24 4 years ago.
There's a considerable amount of documentation on Jeanne Calment. In particular, lots of documents attest to the poor health of Jeanne's daughter Yvonne at the time, and 200 people attended her funeral in 1934. Jeanne had longevity in her bones. Her parents and grandparents also had long lives.
While I'm on the topic, the oldest cat ever recorded was Cream Puff, who lived to 38. Bobby the dog, meanwhile, was certified as the oldest living canine in February 2023 at the age of 30 years and 266 days, but was posthumously stripped of the title. Here's BBC News reporter Courtney Bembridge with the details.
Pictures emerged showing him in 1999, and if you have a look at them, his paws there are white, and we're going to now swap to the most recent picture of him, brown paws. Also, there was this information from vets that 31 is implausible. It would have been like humans being 200 years old.
The leading cause of death globally is heart disease, claiming the lives of 8.9 million people every year. Stroke and COPD are second and third. Road injuries are in 10th place on the list of leading causes of death in upper middle income countries. Crashes caused 1.19 million deaths in 2019, with men 3 times more likely to die than women. Writer and academic Yuval Noah Harari outlined in a speech about the future of humanity at the Royal Institution in 2016 how that figure is likely to tumble.
It's not a prophecy, it's not certain. All kinds of things may prevent it from happening. But there is a good chance that in, say, 10, 20, 30 years, humans, all human drivers, or most human drivers, will be replaced by AI, which will have enormous good consequences.
Global population has fluctuated due to pandemics, epidemics, plagues and war, but it continues to increase. A 2022 UN report says there were around 2.5 billion people on the planet in 1950, 5 billion in 1987, and have projected there will be 9.7 billion by 2050. Homo sapiens are the only members of the hominid family still in existence, and we've looked roughly like this for the past 300,000 years. A 2022 article by Max Roser cautions it's not possible to answer precisely how many people have lived and died, but says the figure is around 109 billion in the past 200,000 years. In terms of the future, the article says we could survive another 800,000 years as a species, which would put us among 100 trillion people who have ever lived and died. Back to the here and now. Workers in Ireland earned an average of €856 a week in 2022. Scale that up and the average wage stands at around €44,500. According to the HSE's health sector salary scales list from January this year, a staff nurse will start on €35,000 with a final pay scale point of €52,800, while a TD will start on a basic salary of €111,500. While we're on the subject of money, the biggest lottery win ever was $2.04 billion in 2022. Lottery winnings are taxable in the land of the free and the home of the brave, so the winner took home around half that. Chairman and CEO of Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy, Bernard Arnault and family, they're the wealthiest clan in the world with €201.1 billion, according to Forbes. Jeff Bezos is in second on €200 billion, and Elon Musk is next with €196 billion. There must be more than 9 million bicycles in Beijing by now, but I can say that 85.4 million motor vehicles were produced in 2022, and the website FlightAware says it's tracking 12,371 planes in the air as I write this.
For anyone afraid of flying, it's worth saying that there was not a single fatal crash involving specifically commercial jet aircraft in 2023.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Further up, how many people are in space right now.com says there are 10 people in space right now. According to the US Air Force, 693 people have been there in total. Cosmonaut Valery Polyakov spent the longest time in space on a single mission, with 437 days on board the Mir space station between 1994 and 95. And as a slight aside, if you've ever been delayed at work, spare a thought for Sergei Krikalev, who was on board Mir when the Soviet Union collapsed in December 91. A 5-month mission turned into 10 months due to a lack of money to bring him home. Well, technically, he could have returned home in a re-entry capsule on board the space station, according to the website Russia Beyond, but it might have been the end of Mir, as it needed constant maintenance and wouldn't have lasted without a caretaker. But it didn't dent his enthusiasm for space.
My dream would be to have a new settlement in a space in another celestial body. We are going to go and settle. Temporary base, permanent base, start to make laboratory on moon surface. So this is a long and interesting journey ahead.
Finally, a mention for the space probe Voyager 1, which was launched in 1977 and is the farthest man-made object from Earth at over 24 billion kilometres away. So will any of the 100 trillion people over the next 800,000 years get that far? And will nurses ever earn the same as politicians? Well, only time will tell. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. I'm Jamie O'Hara, John Keogh is the series editor, and Lachlan Hart is on sound.